fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you Silver?
In the early days of the West, cattlemen were aroused when others moved in and started raising sheep. The sheep ranchers were derisively called sheep herders, and at the least excuse, the cattlemen started range wars to drive them out. One morning in the little town of Rockton, the cattle ranchers were holding a meeting. The men listened intently as Jed Randall, who owned the largest cattle ranch in that territory, was speaking.
I know how you all feel about them no good sheep herders in the valley. I know they're ruining the best rangeland hereabouts and all that. Now, hold on, everybody. I'm not through talking yet. Now, I own more land and cattle than the rest of you. Bill Wilkins says we ought to take steps to run them out once and for all.
Sure I do.
But I don't agree. I don't agree with the way he wants to solve the situation. Them sheep herders have a legal right to be there. And we can't take illegal means to get him out.
Now, wait just a minute, man. Listen to me.
Go ahead and have your say, Wilkins.
Don't listen to Randall. He can afford to hold out longer than the rest of us. Since, like he says, he owns a lot more than we do. I say do it my way.
Let me have a few words.
Do it my way.
Go ahead, son.
Quiet down, all of you. I agree with my dad. If the sheepmen started a fight with us, that'll be one thing. But we're not for starting a range war against them. Because the law would be on their side.
It's young Randall's got sense like his father.
I guess they're right about it.
Well, we better listen to him.
Oh, wait, let me tell you this. Young Don Randall is sweet on Nancy Yates.
What?
Daughter of the biggest sheep raiser in the valley. That's why his father, Jed Randall, is so set on letting things stay as they are.
Well, see here, Wilkins. You know that's not so. You better take...
Wait a minute, Dad. I do go to see Nancy Yates.
What's that, Jim?
But that has nothing to do with the way you or I feel about things.
Oh, no. Nancy Yates is the daughter of a no-good sheep herder.
Why?
And no respecting cattle rancher would have anything to do with her.
You take that back, Wilkins.
I mean that and more.
You ask for this? Kill him! You want some more of the same? Get up!
Here now, take it easy, sir. If I'd have known that you were...
I'll wait for you outside.
Get even with that.
Shut up, Wilkins. Or I'll be tempted to give you the shame. I'm sorry about the interruption, ma'am. I say we better wait a bit in regards to the sheep herders and see what can be done in other ways. Now, what do you say? Are you with me?
Sure we are, Randall. We'll do whatever you say. Is that right, man?
Later that day, Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, returned to their camp in the nearby hills after a trip to Rockton. He told the Lone Ranger about the ranchers' meeting.
Randall and the others have no use for the sheep ranchers.
We know that.
But Randall seems to think as strongly about it as the rest, that he's the one who has held them all in check. Otherwise, there might have been plenty of trouble before now, Tonto.
A feller named Wilkins try get ranchers make trouble, Kemosabe.
Yes, I've heard of Wilkins. He owns a small ranch outside of town. He's not too well liked.
Me hear Randall's son Don knock Wilkins down at meeting.
Oh, why?
Well, him say something about Don's girl, Nancy Yates.
I see. She must be the daughter of Hiram Yates, the sheep rancher.
That right. Oh. People talk about it in town. Me hear 'em. A young feller not feel way father does about sheepmen, seem like.
Well, I'm glad of that. Maybe someday the bitterness will die out altogether.
Ah, and that be good.
We'll have to keep our eyes open, Tonto. Be ready in case the feud breaks out into open warfare.
Meantime, on the way to his ranch after the meeting, Bill Wilkins was talking to one of his men as they rode along the trail.
You know, Fred, I guess I hate Randall and his son even more than I do the sheep herders.
Hey, that young hombre sure carries a mean punch, Bill.
Ah, shut up. He took me by surprise. Him and his old man think they run things around here.
Well, the ranchers listen to him.
Sure. And everybody knows it, including the sheriff.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, if the ranchers should move in and burn out the sheep herders, Randall would get the blame as the ringleader.
Yeah, but he'll never let him do it.
He might change his mind.
What makes you think so?
Because I've thought of a way of making him do it.
I guess I don't savvy.
Get up there. Now, look, you were at that meeting. It was easy to see old man Randall was put out about his son admitting he went with that Yates girl.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I have ways of getting back at young Randall. And I'm making his old man change his mind. When we get to the ranch, I'll tell you all about it. Get up.
Get up.
It was after sundown. Tonto and the Lone Ranger had ridden to the edge of town and back to the camp. They were preparing to unsaddle Silver and Scout.
Easy, Silver, easy.
Moon plenty bright tonight, Kemosabe.
Yes, things are quiet and I want... That shot came from out there on the trail.
Ah.
We'll go find out about it. Easy, big fella.
Easy, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. You see anything, Kemosabe?
No, I can't. Look, a horse with an empty saddle.
Ah, me see man on ground. They're on trail.
Yes, I see him. Hold him. He's alive. He's moving, Tonto.
Ah, me know him. Him, Don Randall. Yeah. Look, Kemosabe, two riders go from Arroyo.
Yes. Got away too fast. Huh? To attend to Don right now.
Amaze me.
I'm not an outlaw, Don. I didn't shoot you.
Yeah. I know. That fall, it stunned me for a minute. I saw them right out of the Arroyo. Shoulder. I guess it isn't too bad.
No, we can bandage you up. And Tonto will ride with you to your father's ranch.
Ah, may fix wounds.
I suggest you go the short way to the ranch, Tonto, for the back trail. It'll be easier for Don.
I'll be all right.
We go by short trail.
Good enough. Now you take Don home. I'll try to follow the trail of the men who shot him. I'll wear a disguise under my mask in case I have to take it off to go into town.
After Don Randall's wound was bandaged, He and Tonto started out slowly on a back trail that would take them to Randall's ranch. Meantime, the Lone Ranger disguised his face. Then, putting on his mask, he mounted Silver and attempted to follow the trail left by the two riders who had shot Don. A short time later, Wilkins' man, Fred, reined up in front of the Randall ranch house.
Ho there, ho, ho, boy, ho. Easy now.
Yes, what is it?
Listen, Randall, I got bad news for you.
What's you, Fred? Now, look here. If Wilkins sent you
here... I came to tell you about your son, Don.
What about Don? Speak up.
He was ambushed a while ago and shot down on the trail between here and the Yates Ranch.
Don shot?
I come along the branch trail from our ranch as Don passed on the main trail coming this way.
Go on.
I wasn't far behind him. He went around a bend, then I heard a shot. I rode around the bend in time to see a masked man, a redskin, bending over Don's body. I didn't go closer. I just circled around and come here as fast as I could.
But why should...
I can tell you why. I overheard a couple of sheep herders in town say they'd get back at Don for going to see that Yates girl.
What?
They must have hired that masked man to ambush him.
By thunder. I'll get my men together and get out there right away. Go tell the other ranchers to meet me at the Yates place. As soon as we track down that masked hombre, we'll go there for a showdown. I'll fix him for what they'd done to my boy.
For some time, the Lone Ranger followed the trail of the men who had ridden from the arroyo. In the moonlight, it was slow and tedious work. And finally, he discovered that they had turned from the trail and circled back until they once more were on the main trail and going in the direction of the Randall Ranch. The Lone Ranger had just reached this point in the trail.
Oh, Silver. Oh, easy. Steady up, boy. Went back along this trail toward the Randall Ranch. All right, come on, Silver.
The masked man rode a short distance down the trail until he came to a sharp bend. As he rounded it, he came face to face with Jed Randall and his men riding up the trail.
Oh, we got you covered, mister. Don't try to get away.
Hey, look, he's masked. That's the one.
Keep your guns on him.
Make him talk, Jed.
You're Jed Randall, aren't you?
You know I am. I don't know who you are, but we were hunting you just a shame. I ought to shoot you down like a coyote.
Just a minute. What's this all about?
It means you're the dirty hombre who shot down my boy. That's what it means, mister.
That's right. Jed ought to fill you full of lead.
He's the one, all right.
I know your son was wounded from ambush up the trail a bit, but I didn't do it. In fact, my Indian friend
and
I were...
You see, it's just like Fred said. He said there was a masked man, an Indian, bending over down on the trail, didn't he?
Yes, yes, he did. Now, mister, take me to my son. After that, you'll pay for what you did to him.
Your son was wounded. Nothing serious. We fixed him up, then my friend took him home. He should be at your ranch right now.
He's lying. Don't believe that. Make him take us to where Don is. Them sheepherders have got him.
I've told you the truth. Whoever it was who came and killed
him. Never mind that. He's the one who really told the truth.
Right.
The best way to find out is to ride back to your ranch and talk to your son.
That's just a trick of yours to make us waste time while them sheepherders get together.
Sheepherders? What have they got to do with it?
You ought to know, mister. Tell him, Jed.
We know that you was hired by them sheepherders, most likely by Hiram Yates, to shoot down my boy to keep him from courting Yates' daughter.
That's a lie.
That's what you say, mister. Right now, you've got guns on all sides of you that says you're going along with us till this thing is settled. And I know the truth about Don. Keep your hands up and don't move. Give these guns, one of you.
All right. Yeah, I got him.
Randall, where's the man who brought you the news about your son?
Going to round up the other ranchers and have him meet us at Yates' place.
Hold on, Randall. You all go
there,
you'll
find... Don't tell me to hold on. We're going there. We're taking you along. You're going to make him produce my son. And if you don't, by thunder, we'll string you up in front of Yates' and burn out the sheep herders once and for all.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. now to continue our story. Surrounded by the drawn guns of the Randall cowhands, the Lone Ranger listened as Jed Randall, angered and upset by the news about his son, swore that they and the other ranchers who were to meet them at the Lee Yates place would hang the Lone Ranger and burn out the sheep herders if they didn't immediately give up his son. The Lone Ranger spoke quietly.
Randall, I realize that worry over your son has upset you. If you calm down and listen to me...
Calm down? Why should I?
I told you your son is at your ranch by now. He went by the back trail. My Indian friend went with him. Send somebody to find out if you don't believe me.
Don't believe him, Jed. He's stolen for time.
Let's get going, Yates.
All right, me and me. We ride with this masked hombre in the center so he can't pull a fast trick on us. We'll make him remember this night, and them sheep hurt us too, by thunder. Let's get going. Get along there, masked man.
Come on.
Meantime, at the Yates Sheep Ranch, Nancy Yates and her father were in the sitting room of the ranch house when one of the ranch hands came to the door.
Hurry in.
Evening, Miss Nancy.
Hello.
Hi, boss.
What you want, Slim? Something wrong?
Well, I don't want to worry you without cause, boss, but one of the boys who just come back from town says he noticed a lot of horsemen gathered out on the trail near the entrance to the ranch.
I wonder who they can be.
Say, Slim, do you think it could be that
if they... If you mean could it be the ranchers come to make trouble? Well, that's just what we all think at the bunkhouse.
Oh, Dad, what can we do? Why should they suddenly decide
to... I don't know, Nancy. Funny, when your friend Don Randall was here tonight, he said that his father had quieted down the ranchers at a meeting today.
I know.
Yes, me, it might be because that young fella's coming here. I don't reckon them ranchers like it much for him to be calling on Miss Nancy. Any more than me sheepmen like it and having her let him come here.
That's up to Nancy, Slim. Just because he's a cattleman don't say he isn't a nice young fella. Slim, I guess you better slip out on your horse and warn the other sheep herders that there might be trouble tonight.
All right, boss. I'll go tell him right now. One of the men will come and let you know if the ranchers start coming in here.
Dad, I'm sure if Don knew about this, he'd get his father to stop it.
Flat it all, Nancy. You had no business letting a no-good cattleman come here to see you.
But
it was bad enough before without having him to be the cause of bringing things to a head.
Dad, what do you think they'll do?
Do? Listen, Nancy, I'm not going to sit here waiting for them to do anything. I'm going to get the men together and ready to give them the fight of their lives. Even if we haven't got a chance in the long run.
A short time later, having been joined by the horsemen who had waited at the entrance to the Yates Ranch, Jed Randall and his men, with the Lone Ranger still their prisoner, rode up in front of the Yates Ranch house.
Yates! Have Yates! Come out here!
Well, what do you want? Why have you come here, Randall?
We come here bringing the mask, hombre. You and the other dirty sheep herders hired to shoot down my son.
That you said about your son?
This masked man shut him down. We got word that you sheep herders hired him to do it.
That's a lie. A downright lie.
Mr. Yates is right. It is a lie.
I never saw that masked hombre before.
That's right.
Dad, what's that they said about Don?
Don's been ambushed. I don't know whether he's dead or wounded. I come here to find him.
I can't believe it. Who told you such a thing?
Fred, the foreman from Wilkins Ranch. He's here now with the other ranchers. Hey, Fred.
Yeah?
Right over here.
Don Randall is all right, Miss Yates. A friend of mine took him home.
Don't believe that, Miss.
Oh, what do you want, Mr. Randall?
Didn't you tell me you saw this masked man in a redskin bending over Don after he was shot down?
Yeah, that's the one, all right.
So you were out there at the time, huh?
Yep. Lucky thing, too.
But the masked man says Don went home with a friend of his.
That's right. He was slightly wounded.
Even if this masked hombre did shoot down your son... A sheepman didn't have any connection with it.
That's right,
Fred. Fred said he overheard a couple of sheep herders in town planning the whole thing. How about it, Fred?
That's right, I did.
That's interesting. Just what did you hear?
Well, there was two sheep herders in one of the tables in the cafe talking in low voices. I was staying at the bar. I couldn't hear all they said, and I couldn't get a good look at them because they kept their heads down, sort of. Brims of their hats hid their faces.
I see.
What did she say? Tell him.
Well, like I said, I could only catch a few words. But I overheard him mention Don Randall. Something about getting a masked hombre to do the job.
Well, that's cool.
I suppose you went and reported it to the sheriff right away, Alfred.
No, I just took it for angry talk, that's all. I didn't think of it again till this happened.
Convenient memory you have, Fred.
Yeah. Too bad for you that I have it, mister.
Hitch, I give you 1 minute for you or this masked hombre to tell where Don is. Or we'll string him up and burn you out right now.
I don't know anything about him, and that's the truth.
Mister, please. If you know where he is, tell us.
I've told Randall his son's started for home with my friend.
He's lying, and we all know it.
Let's bring him up to that tree there.
Hold. I told you, Randall, these sheep herders were no good. Now maybe you'll believe me. If you don't burn him out tonight, you're a fool.
All right, Ben. Take this masked man and string him up. I'll find Don somehow if we have to burn out every sheep herder in this valley.
Eager and angry men crowded their horses close to the Lone Ranger and Silver. The masked man's first impulse was to try to make a break for it, but he realized he didn't have a chance with so many. As the crowd moved him over under a nearby tree, ready hands prepared a noose to put around his neck. The gallant Silver, sensing the danger, quivered with the urge to strike out at the tormentors, but the steady hand of the Lone Ranger kept him under control.
Easy, fella, easy.
I got the noose ready, man. Throw the end of the rope over that big limb, and I'll put the noose around his neck.
Here, I'll throw the rope over the limb. Here.
Yep.
There it is.
That's it.
Hey, the Indian coming, and what other? Gun him down.
Say, hold your fire, men. That's Don.
He's going for effect.
Power.
You all right?
Yes, Tommy.
Dad, I'm kind of winded. I have a slight wound.
Take it easy, sir.
We went to the ranch, and the cook told us where you were. We took shortcuts to get here.
We not get here too soon, look like.
Dad, the masked man, what were you going to do?
We were going to string him up for shooting you, son. Because he wouldn't tell us where you were.
But he didn't shoot me.
What?
He and this Indian helped me. In fact, they probably saved my life. The men who ambushed me didn't have a chance to come to make sure I was dead. The Indian bandaged me up.
Holy smoke. The masked man was telling the truth. We almost made a mistake.
Did you see the men who shot at you, Don?
Yes, Dad. I didn't lose consciousness. I saw them ride from the arroyo.
You can't blame me. I just happened to be out that way.
Nobody has blamed you yet. But if you had come around the bend, as you said, you couldn't have missed seeing the men who left that arroyo.
Fred, why didn't you mention those two hombres who rode past you out of the arroyo?
But I didn't see them, honest.
You didn't see them because you must have been one of them.
Now, look here.
Oh, help me. We'll find out anyway. And if you lie, we'll string you up with that rope.
No, I didn't shoot him. Don't hang me. I'll tell you everything.
There goes Wilkins.
He was the one. He's leaving here. Me to take the blame.
I'll get him. Come on, Silver.
As Silver jumped forward from the group, Wilkins looked back. Then he urged his horse to top speed. The Lone Ranger, still without his guns, knew the chance he was taking, but he was determined to get the man who had nearly caused his death and Don's.
Faster, Silver! Faster!
Bending low over the great stallion's neck, the Lone Ranger rode on in spite of the bullets thrown at him by the fleeing rancher. Wilkins, meanwhile, was filled with fear as he glanced back in the bright moonlight and saw the menacing rider behind him. Panic struck him, and he turned again to fire at the masked figure. Wilkins' blood seemed to freeze within him as he realized his gun was empty, and the rider behind him still urged the white stallion to greater effort.
Come on, Silver!
Closer and closer came the terrifying masked figure, until suddenly he was alongside.
I want you, Wilkins!
With a mighty effort, the Lone Ranger leaped upon Wilkins, knocked him from his horse, and both fell to the ground.
Get up, you!
No, wait!
Get up, I said!
Why, you...
I was waiting for that. This is for Don Randall. This is for myself.
No, don't hit me again. I admit I was in the arroyo.
Hamish, looks like you got him all right. They told us everything.
That's right. Wilkins wanted a range war between the sheepmen and the cattle ranchers. And what's more, Randall, the sheepmen don't hold any grudge. We're willing to do what we can to keep to our own rangeland.
Hamish. I'm sorry for what almost happened, stranger.
Forget it. But don't be so hasty in your judgment after this.
I guess we ranchers can get along with the sheepmen.
You and your men can get these two crooks back to town, Randall.
We sure can, mister. And thanks for what you done for my boy.
You can do more for him by letting him live his own life in spite of your feelings.
May have your guns, Kimasabi.
Good enough, Tonto. We'll go now. Here's a little. Easy, big fella. Adios.
Adios.
Come on, put it there.
Come up, scout.
Really? I don't know what it is my son's going to be raising. Sheep or cattle. But he'll need female advice and help doing it, Yates.
Well, him and Nancy's back there on the porch talking it over right now. I reckon they'll make a fine-looking couple of sheep ranchers.
Sheep ranchers? Cattle ranchers, you mean? Hey. I guess we'd better let them decide for themselves, Hiram?
Yeah.
Yes, I guess we both learned a lesson from that masked man.
Yeah, and so did Wilkie. He ought to know better than to try to stand up to the Lone Ranger. I found out from Dawn, my future son-in-law.
This is a product of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.